This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. President-elect Joe Biden today announced key appointments for his economic team.
Today, I have the pleasure, of announcing key nominations and appointments for the critical economic positions in the administration. A first-rate team that's going to get us through this ongoing economic crisis and help us build the economy back, not just build it back, but build it back better than it was before.
The president-elect nominated Janet Yellen to the position of Secretary of the Treasury, an appointment that has already achieved much bipartisan praise. She will be the first woman in American history to hold that position. His second announced election was Neera Tanden as Director of the Government's Office of Management and Budget. If confirmed by the Senate, Tanden would be the first woman of color and first South Asian American to head the agency. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the election results were dealt another blow. There's no fraud to be found that would change the president's election. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
William Barr says the Justice Department has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud that would change the outcome of the 2020 election. And his comment on Trump's repeated claims that the election was stolen. Barr said U.S. attorneys have been working to follow up specific complaints and information they've received, but told the AP, quote, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Some establishment Republicans are sounding alarms that President Donald Trump's denial of his own defeat could threaten the party's ability to win a Senate majority and counter President-elect Joe Biden's administration. From Washington, via remote, you're listening to VOA News. A bill requiring Iran's government to suspend nuclear inspections unless sanctions are lifted was passed by the hardline-led parliament on Tuesday. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
Iran's parliament passed a bill on Tuesday that would suspend inspections and other constraints on its nuclear program agreed with world powers unless international sanctions are lifted. It appeared from the assassination of one of its top nuclear scientists last week. It also calls for Iran to enrich uranium, quote, for peaceful uses in what would be a breach of the nuclear accord. But the bill still needs to be endorsed by a clerical body. The government promptly said that the parliament could not change Iran's nuclear policy, which was the province of the Supreme National Security Council.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. The United States sharply criticized China for not enforcing sanctions on North Korea and vowed to step up its own efforts as hopes fade for a last-minute breakthrough under outgoing President Trump. Alex Wong, the U.S. Deputy Special Representative on North Korea, says Pyongyang has not yet taken any concrete steps towards denuclearization. The European Union said Tuesday it could be vaccinating citizens against COVID-19 by the end of the month if medical officials grant emergency approval of two vaccine candidates. This comes as the German pharmaceutical company BioNTech and its American partner Pfizer, they have submitted an application for conditional approval of their coronavirus vaccine with the European Medicines Agency. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Say the submission, which occurred Monday, rolling review process. The move comes a day after rival Moderna said it was asking US and European regulators to allow emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccine. BioNTech says if the vaccine is approved, its use in Europe could begin before the end of 2020. The company said last month that clinical trials showed the vaccine had an efficacy rate of 95%. I'm Charles.
In the U.S., the country looks forward to massive vaccinations for COVID-19 to get underway soon. Multiple regions in the U.S. are reporting that hospitals are filled to capacity with COVID patients. Today is World AIDS Day, with organizations around the world highlighting the need to support those living with and affected by HIV, the virus that causes the disease, while also remembering those who have died. This year's event comes amid the global coronavirus pandemic, which the UN says has made it more difficult for those living with HIV to access health care. For more on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com via remote. Now, VOA News.